Recalculating. Recalculating.
It goes to 1, 2, 3, and
goes T.
Tactical.
Shogun.
Knight.
Prophet.
Oh, yeah.
You are now about to witness
the Lost Boys
podcast.
Oh, you can.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Boys podcast, where left is down and up is right. I'm one of your hosts, Ghost T, and joining me as always, fresh from an all-night freak-off party, Tactical Shogun and Night Prophet. What is up, fellas?
Get your freak on.
I'm very off. Freak off. What is it? Is it a freak? I don't understand what the reference is. What's a freak-off party? Those is it like everybody compete to get freaky?
I think it's something along those lines. I was confused. I thought I was misreading it when I was seeing all these articles about Mr. Diddy and all his parties, but it was called a freak off party. And I was like, what? Freak off party? So I don't know the whole deep dive on that, but I thought maybe you guys would know more. I don't know.
Is P. Diddy
reading
gay?
Headlines.
Is he like a secret gay guy?
That's what's going off, ain't it?
Yeah.
He's getting a lot of men and boys.
The new thing, instead of saying no homo, is to say no Diddy now. That's
no
like
Diddy.
The shit.
No
yeah,
Diddy.
That's the new slang. Yeah.
Yo.
No Diddy, guys. I love you.
You got a great
no
dick.
Diddy.
No Diddy. It's a hell of a penis on you. No Diddy.
I love it. That's great.
Oh, I love it. That's actually, you know what? Fuck,
it's going forward, I'm using it for sure.
Going forward, that is
we are
the new meta. Forget.
Here.
That's super no Diddy.
No fucking Diddy, baby.
I'm with it, dude. Yeah, it's a crazy thing. I heard that the plane that he flew away on dropped some weight off, and it hit the Baltimore Bridge. I don't even think it was a fucking boat or anything. There's a whole conspiracy around it. That P. Diddy knocked down the Baltimore Bridge.
I don't remember reading that one. Well, the flight path lines up with flat Earth. If he's trying to flee from Florida to Cape Verde, I think it's a straight line right over Baltimore on a flat Earth. So it makes sense, really, to be honest.
That checks out. By the way, just touching on last week's episode, I did find a recording of me and that guy talking about doing a fake pod.
We gotta get
I'll never air that ever in my entire life.
We gotta get it up.
Did you critique it?
I can never even.
You've said such worse things. Two episodes ago, you were crying to get your cell phone back from class. You can't play your podcast? Come on.
No, this is so much worse, dude, because I said it in a way where it was, you know, logical and funny. This is just, you're going to think I'm bipolar. Listening to this fucking thing, dude, for even sitting with this fucking guy.
Oh, shit, that's great.
I don't know, maybe I throw it out. I don't know, I listened to it and I was appalled.
All right, if anybody out there wants to hear it, hit us up.
Yeah,
I'll be on OnlyFans.
Everybody has to send me a picture of their knees and then we'll go from there. Yeah, I'm not a big, I don't like body parts. I don't like butts or peens or puss. I'm all about the knees. Give me a knee. And then we're all good. That's the fetish. But do you think that's a real fetish, a knee fetish?
I'm sure.
Yeah, it used
There's
to be,
so
right?
many freaks out there.
Now, that was a classic fetish, I think.
I'll bring my knees to the freak off.
Legs, when women weren't showing legs. So if you got a knee, bro, you was in.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that's when the short skirt came around. They were like, God damn, show them knees, girl.
Uh-huh. First, it was at my ankles, and you got up to the knee. You knew it was business, bro.
See the ankles on her?
Yo, back in the day, bitch showing her knees would get burned at the stake. And now you've got to pay somebody $15 to not flash your pussy at the beach. It's a fucking real.
You got to pay to not see it.
Yeah, basically.
That's basically definitely the world we live in.
You
got to
go.
That's what it feels like.
It's, my You're fucking home. Kids are 30 feet from you. They haven't played with sand since we got here. They've just been staring at you. Here's 30. Please go somewhere. Get in the water. I don't care. Do something.
Oh, shit. That's great.
Boys are starting to hit puberty at like 5 now. They're like, God, what the?
My 4-year-old's talking about cops shooting people. Oh, man. I was like, Jesus Christ, what? Dude, what are you doing? You're 4.
What are you watching? What you got this kid watching?
Ah, we just have the... Never mind, I can't say. I can't say what I want to say, Ghost. Hit me up off air.
We'll talk about
what I play in my house. Yeah.
Leave it up.
Anyway, what's up with you guys, dude? We're doing a Thursday ep, so it's a little. I'm a little thrown off.
I'm a little tired. Gotta try to wake up.
Tired. I was literally working like fucking 20 minutes before this.
I've just been fucking
busting ass. Yeah, I had some stuff
at the house, though, right?
Yeah. I wasn't like at work.
Yeah.
I brought my laptop and did some tidying up, and I clock in because I'll take whatever time I can get.
Sure.
And I just hate it. I hate that I have to work at this time. My kid's watching Green Eggs and Ham or whatever, and then I'm sitting there working like some dork. I'm not spending time with my kid. I did buy.
You're going to regret that.
For my kids, some green eggs this week.
Oh.
So there's this guy that has chickens. No, this is a real...
Oh, they weren't painted? I thought it was something wrong.
A chicken. I guess some chickens sometimes lay green eggs. Like the fucking dinosaurs that they are, you know?
Freaky.
And so I got some green eggs, and my kid's very excited. I hope... I don't want this to happen, but it would be a funny story. If when I crack one of these eggs open, like a baby chick comes out, just a traumatizing experience to make my son never want to see green eggs again. I think that would be funny in in a few weeks when everybody calms down and I can tell the story.
You give it some time.
But I don't think the odds are there. I actually asked that question to the guy, and I guess I didn't know this. Maybe you guys know this.
Why is it green?
Well, one, I don't know why it's green. He didn't even explain why it's green.
I gotta ask. AI.
Ask ChatGPT. I asked him if it was going to happen. Like, am I going to crack this egg open and a little baby's going to come out? And he said no, because you need a rooster there. Did you guys know that chickens just lay eggs
unfertilized
all the time?
Yeah.
Unfertilized. And then if you need a rooster to fucking shoot, is he shooting a load in the chicken or is he shooting a load on the egg? Which came first? You know what I mean? I don't know what that answer is, but I think that I hope he's shooting a load in the other chicken. I hope he's not. I hope he's not. What was that? Are you drum rolling?
Ignore that.
Bad joke.
Wrong kind of drum roll.
And
he was edging for the rooster cum shot.
I hope he's not shooting a load on this fucking baby egg, dude. That's got to break some sort of chicken law, I think.
Right?
I don't think that. Doesn't sound like it makes sense.
I would like, and given all this like pedo poaching stuff I've been watching, which I'm still on a fucking hard roll there with
pedo poachers.
I would like to find a video of like some rooster shooting a load on a chicken egg, and then a couple other chickens or roosters coming in with like video cameras and sitting them down and trying to arrest them, and then the chicken police come in. You know what I mean?
That would be a good robot chicken episode.
That'd be great. Holy and shit. The whole thing is just them squawking. They don't speak English, so we don't know what's going on. All we can do is assume. You know,
we just apply.
And the camera's all their feelings and cuts off.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. One of the roosters one day when he gets caught, he's got like one of those talons that they put on the fighting roosters, you know, the fighting chickens.
Yeah,
He just fucking pulls a blade on one of these guys and it becomes a whole thing. We can kind of go somewhere with that. I'm not giving, you know, Steven Spielberg permission to use this, but if he does, just give me an executive producer credit or something.
There you go.
That'd be pretty good, dude.
A couple points on the back end. I'll be fine.
I don't want to own any chickens, but I'm curious as to what it's like. This guy says he spends like $80 a week on feed. Or a month, he might have said.
Wait, is your girl trying to pressure you to get hens and chickens or something?
No, my girl couldn't be further from wanting that at all. I'm the one that's kind of...
Oh, wow.
Your girl's pressuring you.
She's
to get chickens.
Let's get some chicks. I'm like, no.
Why don't you?
We're not doing that.
Why not, you puss? You should. Self-sustain.
No way. I mean, look, I'm all for self-sustaining, but not in the current environment that we're in. If we move to a more, you know,
remote location.
Farm or something, then sure, I'm all about it. I'd till the land and live off the seeds or something.
You're not planting a fucking plantation over there, Big Daddy. You're just getting some chickens.
I got nowhere for chicks, like three bro. Chickens.
Just get three of them.
You got to get a like house type of thing or a coop or something.
Small
you got to get, don't they stink like hell? Where would
sure.
I put this thing? Put it in the backyard? I don't know.
But Ghost, that's you can get green eggs.
This green eggs are actually very, very rare. It only comes from crossbreeding genes from chickens that lay blue eggs with genes of those that lay brown eggs. So I don't know.
Something
this guy must
add
be
up
doing
there.
Some fucking, some Mendela type shit up in the basement. Giving green eggs. Crazy.
Hopefully this is like a radioactive egg and I go like superpowers, you know, and I turn into super chicken from eating these things. I just become the chicken from Family Guy that's always looking to fight somebody.
Yeah.
I can do that.
It's always Peter.
You have like an adamantium cockfighting claw comes out of your foot.
Oh, I thought you were saying shirt. I thought you were going somewhere else with this.
I thought you were for a minute there too.
I thought you were going to call me old metal rod.
Metal rod.
Fuck, dude, I don't know. I haven't had time to do anything this week because I've just been working. But
no games?
No week. I got like 2 hours of gaming and I think. I haven't played any more Elden Ring. I played like a few over the weekend after the show.
Yeah.
But I've kind of hit a stalemate. Which is funny because we you know, after the show last week, you guys had watched me play a little bit. I streamed it onto the Discord. You know?
Yeah.
And awesome. And I was stuck on a jump, and I couldn't get this fucking jump, dude. You guys watched me struggle with this platforming or whatever. As soon as I turned off, I said, let me just try this jump, see if it works. And then, you know, whatever. If it works good, I'll go to bed. You know, regardless, I was going to go to bed. And I made the jump again, and I don't know what I did the first time that was wrong, but the second time I made it.
You were just under pressure. We were pressure.
And that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
And I made it, and then I played for another 4 hours. And didn't go to bed till like 3:30.
Damn.
And it was nice. I liked it. I was dead the next day. But I got so far.
Because
dude, it's so good.
Have played the, you know, base version of the game, obviously, or the Elden Ring game, and it was cool to see like a dungeon that I had never seen before in the game, and like I immediately recognized it as like, oh, this part is not in the game, so it was like a whole added area.
Yeah, that's
what was
awesome.
It Castle Morn.
Castle Morn. And yesterday or last week, you asked me if this mod is the one where you can parry with a sword. I found out that that is not the case. There is another one called Elden Ring Reforged that is meant to be played, Knight.
Like Sekiro?
You can play it like Sekiro, but it's meant to be played with a group.
What?
So in collaboration with the Elden Ring Seamless Co-op mod.
Okay.
And
damn.
This one, it's like a more of a rework, like balance-wise. There's like, instead of regaining FP over time, they have certain spells, like Glintstone, Pebble, or whatever, that don't do a lot of damage, but they give you double whatever you spend. They're called generator spells. And so,
okay.
You cast these to do a little bit of damage, but then you'll gain back FP, and then you could do your heavy
like
hitters.
Battery.
Yeah, almost. And it's pretty fucking wild the way that some of these dudes were playing it, and it got me so curious to throw down with a group.
Wasn't that the same title of the mod for the Sekiro one you brought up last week? Was it Reforged?
I don't think it was. Give me a minute,
so
and I'll look.
If, like, it's the same mod maker for both games.
Just get somebody fill it with Resurrection. Sekiro
Resurrection. Okay.
So it's
close. And the Elden Ring one's called Reforged.
Reforged, yeah. Which I don't know, but Resurrection, you should, now that you're on an Elden or a Sekiro kick, you should try it out and see. It looks fucking crazy.
I still change
the pace. I'm going to post the link to the mod page in the chat. And you could take a gander at some of the pictures on there, some of the little screenshots, dude. I'm really into mods. Mods are fucking great for revisiting a game that you may know like the back of your hand, and the only reason you don't keep playing it is because you're a little bored or whatever. It kind of adds like a new flavor. It's like making your favorite dish with like a new spice in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you go, oh man, this tastes like a whole new thing. You know, I just really recently started putting hella salt in my pasta water. Like,
oh yeah,
a problematic, I'm assuming, amount of salt. Like the salinity of the sea.
A handful.
More than like a baker's dozen of salt.
Yeah.
And and it's making my pasta salt. It's taking it to the next level. I don't want to brag here. It does enhance the flavor.
Yeah, always salt your pasta water when you're boiling.
You put olive oil in your pasta water?
I don't, because it doesn't really. I don't find that it really does anything. I put more olive oil than what comes normally in the jar of Rao's. I add my own little heap there into that as I'm boiling or as I'm simmering the sauce. You know, letting it thick up and reduce a little bit. I add the pasta water like a scoop of it, and then I'll throw some olive oil in there and I'll let it simmer and reduce. Maybe a little heavy cream if I want to kill it down, because marinara been giving your boy the fucking reflux these days.
Oh yeah,
because I don't eat the healthiest. I'm not a big vegetable guy, so I think over the course of time I've just gotten
so everything else you hate vegetables.
I don't like vegetables, dude.
You do hate vegetables.
I'm not going to eat fruits either, to be honest. I'll eat an apple.
Fruits are good. Oh, man.
I'll eat an apple and, like, apples. A banana. I love a nice Granny Smith apple, dude.
You a granny guy? You like a sour
one? I need them. Yeah. I can't eat a sweet apple. I hate them. And I'm kind of
pink ladies because they're a little tart.
Yeah, pink lady. God,
look at you guys. Sophisticated.
You don't eat apples,
red
dude.
Ones or green ones? That's how I eat it. Whatever.
Oh, you got to step up your apple game, dude.
I don't care that much.
Get your nice Fuji.
Yeah, well, I'll eat an apple, but I don't know what it is, what the name of it is, what his parents called it.
When I first got into produce, like that's how we called apples too. We called them by color, and there was like five.
I know,
you
there's
know,
a lot.
And then God, now there's God. Like 100 million different types of apples.
There
and
they is. Come They're up with new names and left and right.
It's crazy, dude.
Mutated apples, bro.
Bin Laden apple. Just tastes like it's just
like
brown.
A green egg, I guess. Yeah, yeah.
Yo, a green egg. Brown. It's a rare apple.
Genetically modified fucking test tube fruit.
Yo, shout out Monsanto for giving us all these apples, dude. Thanks for giving me all the choices.
Yeah.
I'm not a big red apple guy, dude. I can't do it. I'll use a red apple and throw it at like a dork or something.
A rotted red apple. Yeah.
Throw it to a hot teacher.
What's a crab apple?
Throw it on the highway.
What kind of apple is that? Because I never see it at the store. Tiny. Are they tiny? Small. I thought they were big. Yeah. I thought they were a big apple.
Crab apple, you said?
You eat them, John?
Yeah.
Yeah, crab apples
are tiny.
Those
are the ones on the trees. I'm hard.
You can eat them, but there's not much. Not much to it.
Yo, I want a video of a dude eating a crab apple and then bigger apples coming in and then trying to record them, you know, like they do the thing. And then the big apples are like, you can't be eating this apple. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm looking at them. They are very tiny. I got to be honest with you. I would feel wrong eating an apple like this. This is like a too small
between your tooth. Dude, you'd have to take a bite of the apple and say no diddy after.
No diddy. It's got one little seed in it that doesn't even really have a core, this crab apple.
Those are like cherries, bro, or like cherry tomato looking type. I don't know. I ain't fucking with that, bro.
Can I tell you something? We should just do a whole podcast on fruits and vegetables and which ones are weird and which ones are not.
It's my time to shine, baby.
Knight, what's your favorite produce?
Ooh, now we're getting into it.
I like What's this. My favorite produce?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know that's a very broad
work
question,
with or
but
to
I don't
eat.
Know how
yeah,
else
that
to
is very
ask.
Broad.
I mean, yeah, yeah. My favorite would, I guess, like citrus, oranges.
Okay.
Ooh, oranges are banging.
Yeah, limes, shit like that. I love that stuff, dude. Grapefruit, I love grapefruit. Like,
is that your food? That's a rough one. Consumer to stock.
Let's handle both questions.
Super easy to stock. Super easy to stock all the citrus. But it's my favorite to consume for sure.
What pro you are an island guy. You're an island boy.
What do you have to
stock as much?
Yeah. You throw it on, you know, you don't got to replace it for a month.
Apples.
It's still out. It comes back to apples. Look at this.
Yeah. You can store some apples like in your fridge for months, dude.
Oh,
really? Fuck. I just threw away one that I left at work for like 2 weeks.
Longer than potatoes?
I mean they're going to lose
potatoes a long time.
Potatoes you have to keep in a like a really dark space. Dark,
yeah, you keep them dark.
Yeah. But potatoes are my least favorite rotten produce. It is the worst fucking smell dude. And it's hard to get off your hands too. Like washing your hands, you have to wash your hands like multiple times. Dude, like super rotten potatoes are gross. Like fucking gross. I can't stand it.
Rotten potatoes are the skunk of the produce world. We're fucking
nasty, bro.
You gotta bathe your hand in tomato juice. Just one produce to wash the other type deal. Yeah. And you gotta
tomatoes
keep them in a
suck to handle because they turn your hands green. Like your hands get like really green, which is like
really
what
tomato red.
Yeah.
What?
So, like, your hands will get super green.
Are these
if
the
you
chemicals they put on this shit, you think?
It has to do with the stems, too. You know, because, like, you know, I'm talking about, like, vine-style tomatoes and shit like that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
what about a tomatillo? Is that the same deal? The
tomatillos are... like a green spicy tomato. It's like pepper tomato, almost. It's how you make salsa verde.
Yo, I fucking love salsa verde with a little garlic in there, dude. That's that shit, boy. Like I've been making queso too, dude. I've been throwing down. We're just gonna talk about food. This is Thursday
food
conversation.
Cast.
We don't talk about
we're hungry
anything that's going on in the world. We're just talking about food here. I've been making queso and like fucking grilling up a poblano, you know, and a little habanero. And then I fucking chop them bitches up. I chop them up very fine. I don't like big chunks of shit in there. But I chop them bitches up, and then I'll throw them in the pan, do a little saute just to get some different flavor out of them.
Blistered
and I'll
skin.
Add some cream. Yeah, a little blistering.
Ooh, blistering.
Throw the cream and some Mexican cheese, and I just slowly, handful by handful, melt some Mexican cheese in there. And then I got some red pepper jalapeno seasoning. Shout out Kinders. That I'll finish off and throw in there and just let it all simmer and mix together. And it's going to... I've got to make some tomorrow. And because, you know, I got the old man coming. And then... And it's fucking... It's going to be nice, I think, dude.
Yo, I can eat queso dip for fucking days. I love that shit.
It's a huge problem for me and my wife, dude.
You guys huge like chorizo?
I'll eat it if it's in something. Yeah. I've never just made it to make it. You know, to have it, I feel like it's a little greasy for me.
Yeah, a little bit for sure.
And it makes my beard color weird. Yeah. Like I get stuck in my beard, the grease, and then I'm wiping my mouth a million times and just always having like orange come off my fucking mouth. Like I just blew Donald Trump, you know. And I don't need that. In my
no
life.
Diddy. No Diddy.
No Diddy. No Diddy. No, no Diddy. Super no Diddy. Yeah.
We just did chorizo tacos like 3 days ago. It's crazy. Just straight up
nice.
Chorizo.
Yeah.
It's good. I like chorizo. A nice little spice on it.
Yeah, like chorizo bean cheese dip is like one of my fucking favorite things. My dad used to make that shit all the time. Like the combo of the three. Mm.
Is it a refried bean?
Yeah, refried bean with like melted cheese and chorizo on top. Good shit.
That's the wave, dude.
Yep.
You know, I watched an Afro-American one time pour jalapeno cheese on a lady and lick it off of her. And I got very uncomfortable.
Live and, in person?
Pay him?
This
yeah, no. Okay. I left the room. I left completely.
Is this a freak?
I was like, yo, this is not. So, spoiler alert, it was P. Diddy. And
one of the white outfits?
I just didn't understand why he invited me over. So then I just spent the rest of my time in other places in Cape Verde. I just went to go sightsee and do the other thing. I couldn't hang out with him anymore. I wasn't even supposed to be on that plane, if you could believe it. I was, you know, I just wandered on.
Well, you're on the flight logs an awful lot, sir. I don't know.
Huh? Well, they can't prove that. It. It's under tactical shogun, so they can't prove it. Uh-huh. It's just they use my gamer tag, dude. What a bunch of idiots.
That's not my government.
Did you see that Steven Crowder fucking tried to call the pilot for the Diddy thing? He tried to call him. Really? I heard you're P. Diddy's pilot. We just wanted to talk about the landing in Cape Verde deal. And the guy was like, yo, I'm not going to talk to you about this. I'm going to hang up now. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Of course he's not going to fucking talk to you on the phone, you dork. Steven Crowder's kind of a fucking retard. He's like,
damn, almost. We almost had it.
Yeah, he went a little downhill since he was, you know, mentally abusing his wife, I guess.
I was just about to say, yeah.
Shocked the world.
He went real quiet after that.
He's still saddest. Fucking doing content, but he's just a fucking dweeb.
So he's still selling mugs like crazy.
Probably.
Mugs and shirts and shit.
He wears a holster all the time. Every time he broadcasts, he wears one of those dumb shoulder holsters that the cops in the 80s used to wear. And I don't know why, because he probably doesn't even fucking shoot that well, dude.
Yeah.
Anybody that advertises shit like that doesn't necessarily, I don't think, know how to back it up. And I'm not challenging Steven Crowder to a shoot-off, but I am challenging Steven Crowder to a shoot-off. And the loser has to attend a freak-off.
Do a three-gun. And a freak-off.
A loser has to attend a freak-off.
Fuck. I think God those shoulder joints work good under Hawaiian shirts, though. I would rock that.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you?
Just specifically.
Fuck yeah. Just a Hawaiian shirt, yes. With a little open, you know what I mean? Just
chest hair, thick gold chain.
Yes. Yeah, you got to.
That's kind of like a detective holster, right? The detectives always have it under.
Yeah, and they wear like a trench coat.
Yeah.
And like a silly fedora. And they go, ma'am, we got to talk about your dead husband. You know, or whatever. Your husband died in a mysterious way, see? I don't think he was as clean as you think he is, sweetheart. And I think you know something. And then he reaches in there and he shows that revolver.
I love it.
Yeah, dude.
Old radio.
I don't know. We should do like a detective skit.
Dude.
And then, you know, maybe one of us is like, I don't know how I'm going to tie pedo poachers into this one, but fuck.
Oh, we can get it in there. Don't worry. We'll get Diddy in there. We'll get this in there. Oh, it'll all.
One of us needs the old-timey cameras that, like, you have to put fucking gunpowder on a damn thing and hold, you know what I'm saying, and put the drape over yourself. I caught you in 4K here, see?
You squeezed a little joint.
You're trying to diddle this boy. I don't know. It was the paper boy. Fucking, I don't know how we tie this in, dude. I really don't. I think I'm getting my eras mixed up, too, which doesn't really help me.
He lured the kid with crab apples.
Oh! Ooh, trying to give this young boy crab apples, did you?
Yeah, that's how we tie it.
You'd lure him in with some sweet treats. That's the equivalent.
You're using the water there, boy.
That's the early 1900 equivalent of like the guy in the van with the candy. It's just some carriage fucking holding crab apples for kids, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's good
shit. I don't know. What's up with you guys, dude? What's going on in the fucking world?
Dude, I don't know. I don't even know. Nothing really. It was a quiet week for me, too. I didn't really play any games. The only game I even played was Madden 08 on my PlayStation 2 emulator.
Jesus Christ.
But I just had an urge to play some.
Went way back.
I was messing with all kinds. I was. Well, yo, what got me scared a little bit is this lawsuit against one of those Switch emulators, right? So I've been stocking up on all kinds of ROMs and shit just to be safe. You never know what's going to happen. They start cracking down on all these ROM sites and shit, and then it's going to be even harder to find. So I'm trying to get all kinds of stuff I might not have had before. So I'm getting all kinds of PS2 games, watching all these videos, YouTube videos and shit of just like the essential overlooked PS2 games and shit, because that was an error in games, bro. I'll tell you
Hell
what.
Yeah,
there
it was.
So many good games, and they still hold up, and I still love the emulator fucking upscaling resolution. It's so beautiful to play some of these games like I've never played before. Or it feels like this is how they looked back then, but you know, when you actually play it, it's like, oh man, this is not that good. But this does wonders, man. It really does for the graphics on these old school games.
God, love it. Bro, you got to get a Steam Deck, dude. I feel like you would love these games on the go.
Portable, though. I'm not playing.
You would, dude. But that's the thing. You would
play it on the couch, dude.
I'd have to sell it tonight in Vegas.
You're hanging out.
Play much. Really don't.
You fucking play them, dude. It's
not buy it.
It's quick. The thing is, it's quick. And then with these, you can fucking stop and go whenever you want. You know, you just turn the Steam Deck screen off, put it in sleep mode or whatever. And then you jump right back in. It's the same thing. And in some cases, you can exit out and pick up games right where you left off. You don't even have to, like, kind of do that save and load like and instant. Do the whole thing. Instant.
Yeah, it's just like rest mode. Kind
of, I mean, no, I have a lot of cool features and benefits I would see, but I really just don't see the use case. For me personally, you know.
Yeah, your only free time is spent down there, and then you're already in front of it. Use it, like, around. I'll take my shit to work.
Yeah, you're
I haven't taken it to work in a while though, but yeah, no, take it to Diz, the old Disney, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, vacation I can see it for sure, but you know, I only vacation like once, maybe twice a year, so it's like not worth it.
I'm going it's probably a good time to tell you guys now, I am going on vacation at the end of June.
Oh shit.
And I'll be in the DR for a month or for a week, I'm sorry.
Oh shit.
And fucking 100 miles from Haiti. So let's see how it goes. I might hang out with Diddy if he's there, you know. I don't know what the DR's extradition laws are. Yeah. But if I know anything about Dominicans, they're probably going to hold on to him. They're probably going to hang out with him and see what they can learn and try to apply it. You know what I mean? Me and Dominicans haven't always gotten along.
Eat your son.
I don't want to hate on Dominicans, but I will hate on Dominicans. Those guys suck, dude. And I don't think we have any listeners there. And if we do, you know, I'm not talking about you, obviously.
Yeah, obviously not you guys.
Obviously, I'm not talking about you.
The dopest Dominican we
your
know. Neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about your everyone else that you know and love.
But you're all right.
But you're cool. Yeah, I don't. So we're going for my lady's birthday. And I'm going to take my Steam Deck, dude, because you guarantee that there's some time, downtime I'm going to have.
Sure.
And I'm just going to be able to play it. I'm not going to take my PlayStation because I don't trust TSA like that, you know?
Me either. I hate
some
TSA.
Dominican TSA agent just fucking going, oh, see, we wing, you know? And he fucking takes my shit and then he makes $1 million and buys a house or whatever. I don't know what the exchange rate is in the DR, but I'm sure it's not.
I think you could buy a great house with a PlayStation 5.
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
At least the disc version. I don't know about
it. It is the disc version and it's the Spider-Man one. Right. Spider-Man!
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're
out of a pool, yeah, everything.
Somebody's going to get a mansion. I'm not going to get it. They're going to steal it, is what's going to happen.
Wow.
So I'll be there, and I get the Steam Deck, you know, and then whatever. It's nice. I don't remember why I started talking.
You chilling, bro.
Use case scenario for Steam Deck?
Use case scenario for the Steam. And I don't know. As it sits here, it's been dead for a week and a half, and I haven't touched it. But I swear to God, there's use case for it.
It fits, it fits some lifestyle. It's a very innovative device. Probably one of the best. When did that come out? Was that 2020?
I think so, yeah.
That was probably the top device of that year.
Got up right now.
Gotta be. I don't know what else came out that year, though, but technology.
Steam Deck release date. When did it release? 2022. Dude, right on the money. February 25th, 2022.
Yeah.
Bang!
Yeah, that led innovation for... something until the Quest 3 came out, I think. Pretty innovative.
I love that I'm looking at the Steam Deck OLED right now, and the first game that they show on the showcase here on the Steam page is Armored Core 6.
Ooh.
But I have to put Armored Core 6 on fucking medium settings to play it, so it doesn't really matter how vibrant the colors are if it's fucking on medium.
Yeah.
Because it's the same amount of power. There's no like upgrade in the power, I don't think, right? Something like that?
I'm sure not. Those are the trade-offs you gotta make, bro, when you want to travel.
I don't think so.
Core, dude.
What's up?
Saw it.
I beat New Game Plus on Armored Core today.
Did you really? Back on Armored Core. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're bouncing all over the place, aren't you?
I am. I'm giving flowers to FromSoft right now. I'm bouncing back and forth between the games at the moment.
No Diddy.
Giving them flowers.
Yeah, so I did the New Game Plus, and I did the different storyline, so I got a different ending, and wow, it was super fun, dude. There's different bosses, like the final boss was completely different. Cool. There's missions that you do the second time around that have like added AC fights, and then also as you keep progressing through New Game Plus, I didn't know this, and it was a surprise to me, they add more ACs to the arena, and that's like my favorite, is like the 1v1 like AC battles. And so you get more opponents in the arena, you unlock more parts as you keep going, which I kind of caught me by surprise too. I kept getting new parts as I progressed through New Game Plus. Game is dope, dude, and the story is super fun to see it the second time around, because it takes place from like a different perspective. So I guess there's three endings in Armored Core, and essentially it's not about like what side is like right or wrong, but it just shows like this event from all three sides of like how it would go if that side was like the victor. So it was pretty dope, dude. And I can't wait to do the third one already.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going for the third, because this was...
How many guys? At the end, last one?
That'd be the last one, yeah. Okay. Last ending at New Game Plus 3. But you kind of blast through some of the missions you'd played before, because you had done it before and you fully upgraded. But the boss fights in the alternate missions were dope, and that was like challenging. Some of those definitely took me a few times for sure.
Yo, the bosses in Armored Core are pretty... It's crazy because like you spend so much time blasting through the main missions, and then like it feels so trivial for the most part, and then the bosses are just this overwhelming skill check
brick wall.
yeah. But you just gotta bash your fucking head against over and over again until you fucking knock it. And I remember fucking raging in the middle of the night. It's just me and Cube in voice chat, and he's like, "Oh yeah, you're fighting that guy, dude. Good luck." And I'm like, "Yeah, right, dude. I've been fucking crushing, dude." And I'm just getting cooked. I mean, to no avail. I didn't even get him down to a quarter health, and then I fight and I get him a third, and then I'll get him half, and then the next two fights I can't get him past a quarter. And then it's like, fuck, I gotta change my setup, go back, do this, do that. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's a good game. It makes me want to
play shit. It again. Yeah. Kind
of talking about it, but fuck.
Damn it, you're gonna be on that all week. Switch it up, new week.
The second playthrough was also dope too, because you get, you know, the money. You keep getting money as you go through these missions again. And now I'm like at the point where I've bought all the legs, all the arms, all the head pieces, the chests. So like I don't have all the guns yet, but I'm working towards it. But like as I'm progressing through, just more and more parts. And then like I switch my AC up, I think, almost every single mission. I'm like, oh, let me try this, let me try that. And I play around with a whole lot of different things. It's just like a kid in a candy store, you know, so many fucking guns. And like possibilities to build your AC. I love that shit, dude. I love tinkering.
It's a good fucking game. It's nice, and it reminds me of a game for the Wii called Overturn, which was like a similar thing where it was like a 1v1 mech fight thing, and you would have mech and unlock different heads and shit the more people that you killed, and eventually get different things. And I remember playing that as a kid, and then this is like an adult, real fucking hitter version of that. And it really does feel nice. I just like games where you have to tweak a build. You know what I mean? I think that's my thing. Like you said, tinkering and kind of figuring out new ways. You know, I do that with Elden Ring for a while. Like my first playthrough of Elden Ring, I was playing as like a fucking strength build for a bit. And then I got into Dex. And then, you know, I saw you playing and you were talking about bleed with fucking Elena's pole arm and shit. So I was like, oh man, let me try, you know, a bleed build. And then I found out bleed was fucking dope. And, you know, now I'm using like lightning in my playthrough, the regular one. And it's just going through and doing different, you know, strategies and shit, not being married to one, you know, school, so to speak, or damage type or whatever is lit.
Crazy. For sure. And the dope thing the Armor Core does too is that you don't have to like respec anything. You just save whatever combination of parts you have as like a, because they have all the different save files. So you just like, and you can load in between those saved combinations at any point, even mid mission. Like if you die mid mission and it's just like not working out and you're like hit a wall, like in the middle of the mission, when you die and you go to respawn from a checkpoint, you could switch up your AC completely and just like do a whole new setup from the middle of the mission if you're stuck, which is dope. And I love that because it's almost like they want you to change up shit all the time. It's like they put different obstacles in your way. That way you have to, you're not just stuck on one weapon, that kind of thing. So I love that.
I remember putting putting double blades on my guy, fighting that, I think it was like the second world boss or the second area boss or whatever. It was like an octopus type deal almost.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about? You fight him on like the sunset on the oil rig, or it looked like. And he was fucking
like the sea giant spider.
Yes, the spider, not the octopus. Thank you. It was the spider.
Yeah, sea spider.
And I had to put the rockets, the fucking aerial rockets, on my shoulders. But then on my arms, I was putting straight blades and then cannons, because you could swap, right? Each arm you could swap out. You have like four. You basically have six weapons total.
Well, I think you were, weren't you using some kind of like weapon bay attachment that allowed you to like switch weapons?
You're right, actually. I didn't have, you're right, 150%. I didn't have anything on my fucking shoulders. I had the weapon bay and I had the cannons on my shoulders that then I would swap over when I knocked his shield down and stunned him, and I'd do some heavy numbers. And I was killing his shield with my energy swords, so I had two swords in each hand. Or one sword in each hand, I'm sorry. And then I would just run in, fucking get him with the damn 1, 2, 3 piece in a soda, try to back out and stay alive, go back in when my shit recharged, and then when he's stunned, I would just go in there and knock him down with the Valhalla, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. Beautiful.
Fuck, I think I'm going to play the game.
I got to play tonight.
And continuing on our FromSoft rampage right now.
Wild, man.
I also finished New Game Plus on Sekiro. I did the Shura ending this week.
I saw that.
And you are correct. This is like one of the dopest endings in like a video game I think I've ever seen. And it kind of caught me by surprise in terms of like, I don't know, like, I knew it was the bad ending, but like your character like takes it to the next level in the fucking cutscene. And you know, fuck it, I'm just gonna spoil it. The game's 5 years old, so
yeah, it's
you haven't played.
Yeah, spoilers coming up, but like skip 5 minutes if you don't want to hear it. Go ahead.
Yep. So when you go to talk to your dad, the Owl Father, you know, in my first playthrough I fought him and stayed loyal to Lord Kuro, the kid. And this time the Shura ending, you know, he's like, you want to, you know, join me and like obey the code, the Iron Code. And I was like, okay, yes, I do. And so he's like, all right, dispose of, you know, Emma and, Ishina. And so he like sits on the sideline and you fucking fight these bosses. And by the way, Ishin kicked my ass for probably a good hour and a half.
It was crazy, and, right?
Yeah. And he has a couple of the same moves, that he does in the Sword Saint, but it's a way different fight in terms of like he has fire in the bad ending, the Shura ending, but in when he's the Sword Saint, he has electricity or lightning. So the fire was awesome to deal with, and it was like a big it was a nice shakeup. But after you kill Ishin, you know, your dad's like, yeah, good job. And then you just fucking kill your dad. And I was like, yo.
Yeah.
And I was like, no fucking way, you know, that you were just like, yeah, I'll join you. And then at the end, you're just like, nah, I'm the sole leader of Japan now. And you just fucking kill your dad and you pick up his sword and you're like arms on fire. Oh, bro. Game is
dog, yes.
10 and out of 10.
The costume you get from it is fucking hardcore, too.
Yeah. Well, I was wearing it because I got it. from you just get you get the costume from beating the game once in any fashion, like whatever ending you get. But yeah, the one like the where you have like the hood on, like the black hood,
and right.
Like the Oni mask on my face, like it's fucking. Dude, the cutscenes with the new skin were sick too.
Well, you get a new skin when you do the Shura ending, where you're like an evil Sekiro almost. You look like an evil Sekiro. Yeah.
You got to do the Shura gauntlet to get it.
What, dude? Yes. Hold on a minute. Am I tripping? I thought I unlocked that fucking thing. Maybe so, I just added in a mod. I don't know. I did mod the game a bit.
When you beat the Shura ending, you unlock the Shura gauntlet of strength. And if you beat that, you get a... it may not be the same one you're talking about, but you get a costume for Wolf if you beat that gauntlet, which I haven't done the gauntlets yet, but I will.
Yeah, I am talking about the Shura gauntlet. Damn, dude, I guess I did mod. I did get that through a mod or something, probably. Then I'm an idiot. It is a fucking dope ass.
I need to start modding.
Dude, you need to mod that fucking game. I'm telling you, that game modded is fucking crazy. Just I didn't like put like crazy. I never fucked with any like resurrection or any of those like, you know, no damage enhancer mods or anything like that. I just put cosmetics. I liked changing the color of the blade and like putting on whatever costume I wanted type deal. Sometimes they have like their own different costumes. I think I went dorky and got like a Demon Slayer one time where I was running around like a fucking Demon Slayer outfit. And it's just so good, dude, that fucking game. God, I want to play that game too. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. I went a different route. You and Cube have been getting me hyped on your FromSoft playthroughs because you're playing Elden Ring. Cube was going through all the Dark Souls. So I just decided to go my wheelhouse in FromSoft game, which is Sekiro and Armored Core. Those are like my fucking jams.
Ghost.
Covering
one of
all.
Us, dude. Become one of us.
I gotta be the dissident. I can't.
One of
us. Gotta be the outsider. Someone needs
Yo,
to
Yo, come on.
Well, that speaking of all that, though, I got a question for you guys. What was the first, you remember what the first game you ever modded was? Because mine hit me immediately when you guys started talking about mods.
I think mine was, I'll let you go.
Skyrim.
Yeah, I think I was about to say, I think it's either Skyrim or Fallout 4, God. Bro.
All right, I'm old.
Mine was Tetris 1928.
I remember modding Doom on DOS to have Barney as the motherfucking enemies that you killed, and the song played as you were playing.
That's so
it was like, oh, I love, and you're just blasting down all these Barneys that just tried to keep trying to attack you.
That's pretty funny.
It was so old school. I probably got the thing through Prodigy when we barely had the internet, and it was just a couple of files, barely, you know. The whole game was barely kilobytes for fuck's sake. So it was easy to
watch
it back then. But yeah, I distinctly just remember playing this modded fucking Doom, and it was so fun.
Yeah, I take back my answer on Skyrim. The first game I ever modded was Diablo 2, 100%.
Ooh,
that was like so Diablo 2. They had two servers. They had an online server. And you couldn't do any kind of modding on that server. And then you had an offline server or an offline character. And you can do whatever you wanted to with that character. So that was the first time. No, actually, I modded in Diablo 1 as well. So, yeah. I had...
See? Goes
Diablo. Yeah. Dude, now that you're like bringing this up and I'm going through my memories, it's for sure... Diablo 1 is for sure the first game I ever modded. But then I modded Diablo 2. And we even had like a modders league. And so we would do PvP battles and we would meet up on the weekends and there was like this online forum and we would set up a bracket during the week, like a fight bracket, and we would just have one-on-one battles with modded characters on the weekends. And then the winners of the brackets would fight like the next person. Dude, it was so sick. It was so fun. But that was my first modding experience was Diablo games.
Damn, that's awesome. Hard to...
Mine was definitely... Skyrim. I think, honestly... I don't think I got into Skyrim that much, even with the modding. I think it was really like Fallout 4 when I started.
Go wild adding mods.
I changed all the fake guns for real guns at the time. Now you can't even find that mod anymore. But I used to have like all real guns in there, and I would just do it on that Bethesda like menu.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like the internal
one. Fucking best. That's my favorite mod.
It's so good, dude. So good. But they took a bunch of the good ones down for whatever reason.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like there was one that made all the guns real guns, and you would go to the weapon bay or like the workbench or whatever, and you could modify these things and throw suppressors and fucking whatever on it. I added a cheat room just so I could get supplies in order to give myself these guns because I didn't want to fucking have to grind for these things. And I was playing on survival. And then I had all these survival things where, like, the AI was crazy intelligent. And then, like, you were constantly being, you know, if you pissed off a group of raiders or whatever, if you didn't kill them, they would eventually, like, come after you. And, like, you had to sleep. You had to sleep. So then, like, they could come after you in your sleep and start fucking with you. So, like, it would only make sense for you to sleep in, like, a safe area. You know, somewhere where, like, the cops are around or, like, a city or something. Because if you go sleep in the middle of nowhere, even though you're tired, which you have to do sometimes,
they'll
come after you. And then you'll wake up, your companion will wake you up and then be like, yo, what's going on? And then you got to fucking throw down. Or sometimes I'd be, like, I'd go down in, like, a quote-unquote dungeon, you know. And I'd hear the door behind me open, and sure enough, there's some fucking group behind me. So now I'm getting trapped. Yeah, I'm in a pincer attack here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was crazy. I got into it deep.
See, now I want to go back and play that.
You know what's crazy is that worked on my Xbox. I can't get it Fallout 4 to work on my PC for some reason. Ooh. I can't get it to work at all. I don't know why.
Really?
Like, yeah, it crashes every time immediately. Yeah, no matter what. Even if I'm playing vanilla, it crashes.
You run in administrator mode?
No, I don't think I did.
Mode, maybe. I mean, I don't know, but there's got to be some fix. But I haven't tried Fallout on my new PC. I think I have it downloaded right now sitting on my desktop. I just haven't played it because it's just one of those games that, like, you want to try with your new graphics card and everything. But,
it's good, dude. I have
not tried it yet. I'll have to try that soon.
Mods are cool.
Fallout 4.
Yeah, I need to get into it. Gate. More.
I want to try with mods. Now that the Baldur's Gate's been out for a while, I'm curious what kind of mods are out for Baldur's Gate, because for the longest time it was just tits and butt.
Well, that's all I want.
Yeah, what are you trying to
do? There's plenty of tits and butts in there already.
These guys are fucking horn dogs, dude.
Yeah, like oversized giant tits and huge
better quality tits. Yeah, BBLs. Hey, shout out. BBLs. No Diddy. Baldur's Gate 3.
What else?
Oh, look, you can get alien sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
You don't want alien sunglasses, dude?
Are they like Jordy LaForge's?
They're Reading green Rainbow? And they're like this. They're like that, and if you can't see what I'm doing because you're listening on audio, just look up what a fucking little green alien looks. Is there what's up with the solar eclipse, dude? Is that even real?
I've never seen one. April 8th. You're not in the totalitarian zone or whatever they call it.
Florida never is, dude.
Totalitary. It's going right through the freaking center of the country, and everyone's freaking out. Crazy. We'll talk about that more next week for sure. On our conspiracy app, which we'll be putting out next week. Man, this fucking solar eclipse, bro. I think it's hitting the most American states of any solar eclipse or some shit like that. It's slicing right through from lower, like, California up to Maine.
That's a big eclipse.
Yeah,
it's
like a line. You gotta look the what is it called? Total darkness.
Total
line.
Concentration.
It just, like, goes right through the middle of the fucking dawn. But there's a lot of conspiracies building around that. It's fucking nuts. TikTok, everybody, it's a fucking dangerous place. You don't want to go in one of those. What'd you call it, night TikTok hole or whatever?
Doom scrolling.
Doom scrolling. Yes, it happens way too often. It's just easy to do. Oh, and I tell you what, TikTok and I should not have opened this wormhole.
I told you, it's too good, dude. Like,
yo,
as it's
yo,
a
you
bad
are
thing.
A wormhole.
It's
dude.
Too
but
good.
The, it is a wormhole too. But yo, the fucking just random videos when you just start hearing the chirp. Yeah. It's so fucking funny, dude. Because I'm getting into like some serious shit, and someone's just filming something they saw on their TV. It was like some weird coincidence or something funny, and it's just like I'm getting all into it. And then I hear that chirp in the background. I'm like, wait, was that? Was that? I was like, oh, let it loop real quick. I was like, yeah, this motherfucker needs to change his goddamn battery. You know, you hear it everywhere now that you notice it. It's so funny.
So funny.
That chirp is everywhere, man. What the fuck is wrong with people?
Well, people don't like changing their smoke detector alarm.
Apparently not. Just take out the smoke detector then. How can that not drive them nuts? Crazy.
It gets changed like the second I hear it.
Fucking nuts, man.
I just don't have smoke detectors.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Right,
bro. I don't even know why I'm lying about that. I have no reason to lie about that.
Well, you guys know
I don't
definitely
know what's funny about that.
They went off when we were playing some games.
Oh yeah, dude. Yours went off while we were like we were actually about to win the lottery or something like that, I thought. You were about
playing
to
Ready or Not.
Lottery number. We were playing Ready or Not. That's right, dude. We were about to catch some diddlers, dude.
Yeah. We were going in the house party.
That's what we were doing.
We were deciding if we're going in the front door.
We were going to the freak off.
Yeah,
freak that's off, the name baby. Of
the
mission.
The freak off, dude. Now I want to go back and play Ready or Not and fuck that mission up.
I'm so down for Ready or Not. Ever.
I've been kind of itching to play it a little bit.
Hey, say the word.
Always fun.
Me and Ghost died on a damn vineyard. We went to a vineyard and got fucking clapped.
What? I haven't played on the vineyard.
So fun.
And I know we said we wanted to try to do at least all the missions together. What is there like?
Yeah, we were going to go through like the story because there is like
there's a few of them.
Story now, right?
Yeah.
Cohesive.
We have done quite a few, though.
I got it downloaded.
We did a good amount. It's still downloaded on my PC, too.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, there it is.
Ghost didn't. He deleted it a long time ago.
Although it's a blurry icon. They need to update the res on that icon. What the fuck's going on over here?
I liked the nightclub one. That was pretty dope, too.
That one's insane.
Nightclub was wild.
That gets you on edge because there's so much overstimulation.
Yeah, the music and everything.
Pounding music.
Lights.
Fucking bomb. Were you there at night when the guy had a bomb on him? Or was that...
Yeah,
we played with my boy. Yeah, dude. It was fucking crazy. You go to arrest him, he turned around and said, nope. Just fucking
and they
ISIS.
Got the civilians bombed, strapped up too with bombs.
What a bunch
they're
of
like
scumbags.
They're all fucking, it's crazy.
You know, I did, now that I'm looking at Ready or Not, there's two games underneath it. I have Resident Evil 3, and I bought that with some money that I had left over for my birthday because it was on sale for $10.
Three.
And I downloaded it. And I've been meaning to play it, and then guess what? Little old me, fucking, 5-6 days after I bought it, this was like 2-3 weeks ago now I bought it, 5-6 days after I bought it, PSN decides that they're going to put it on their PS Plus for free. So I wonder if I could return this thing, or if there's like a time window. I haven't even started the game.
Oh, yeah. Do they do a 2-hour thing? I don't even know.
On Steam, yeah.
Wait, are you talking about through PlayStation?
I have it on PlayStation. I played it on PlayStation, actually, this week. That's what I played for a couple hours. Resident Evil 3, because then I bought Resident Evil 4, also. With some free PlayStation money I had. I had like $15 in my wallet in PlayStation, and Resident Evil 4 was on sale. So I bought it, and I was like, man, I want to play 3, and then I want to play 4. And I played 3. It's great, dude. It's fucking great. I fucking love it so far. The remake is fantastic.
Yeah, they are good.
I have 3, 4, and Village.
Or PS2.
On my PlayStation.
Nice.
I do want to try Village. I don't think
Village.
No, no, no. What's the one with the big tit? Or the big chick with the big tit?
Yeah, it's Village.
That's Village. Yeah, that's the one I want.
She's got 2 tits, Ghost. It's not just 1 big tit and then a small tit.
She's just reverse total recall.
Amazonian.
Yeah. I stopped playing Resident Evil after 5, but not too long ago on a sale. I forget which one it was. It was like last year or sometime. I got a package that had Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, and then Village. So I plan on getting to them.
You got to play 7, dude. 7 is
that's what everyone
wild.
Says. That's 7. Why I bought the package,
the
because I was
Six
like,
and
I had
5
to,
were mid.
Yeah, 5 was mid, and that's why I never played 6.
Six?
It was
six
like,
is worse than 5.
Is it? Okay, I've never even thought about it. But
which number?
That's eight.
That's eight. Oh, okay, so I'm all up there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, because like the V-I-L-L is like, looks like an eight, like a Roman numeral eight in the title.
Yeah.
Nice.
Correct.
GTA 6 type of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Art. Clever. That's
like, dude, yeah, I want to get to those 3D one day.
Type of shit.
Biohazard is fucking fantastic. And it's like, if the first person adds more of a horror. You know, I never really got scared playing like Resident Evil 2, or like maybe when I was fucking 12 playing Resident Evil 4. But then like I went back into Resident Evil 4 like a few years ago, before the remake. And it's not, you know, it's not scary. And I played 2, the remake, and it wasn't scary. I'm playing 3, and there's like jump scares that freak you.
Dude, that really, shit scares the fuck out of me.
Scary.
I mean, really? Those are spooky games to me. Yeah, yeah. But
yo, 7 will have you fucking peeing and pooping, dude.
Because it's first as person. As a brown man, I'm scared of nothing more than like inbred hicks and like hillbillies and Texas Chainsaw Massacre bullshit like
yeah,
that.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Where were you talking about that movie?
It's a lot of it, though.
Wrong Turn. Like that movie gives me the heebie-jeebies, even though it's like fucking corny, you know? Like.
Oh, I get you. I understand what you're saying.
Ugh. Yeah, I had to play Biohazard.
Biohazard is a bunch of hicks. They're like cannibal hicks.
That's why I do want to play
it. Oh my god, it's so good, dude. I kind of want to go back and play it now, dude.
Don't play the VR Resident Evil 4, though. I did not have fun with that.
No, that was mid. Really? I returned it on Oculus.
It had such potential, though, but, like, yeah, they had the cut, like, the thing that did it for me was the cutscenes, because they have the cutscenes, like, from the game incorporated in there, but instead of you being, like, a part of it or something, or doing something cool with it, it just like,
kind of flat in front of your face.
Yeah, it comes on like a movie.
It comes on like a little TV, a little CRT.
So much. It's horrible. I did not like that. That was interesting. That was upsetting.
I don't know. Resident Evil is going to be on my list for a little bit, I think, too. I don't know. I'm kind of breaking up my Souls thing. Because, like, I just didn't want to get up and come over here and then fucking fire the thing up. And then the thing is, if I'm back here, I'm back here till like, fucking 11:30 midnight, dude. And then I wake up at 5. So then I can't keep up.
Yeah. Yeah, switch.
And Elden Ring, I need a lot of time to explore. I think that's what's kind of taking me out of Elden Ring, too, is, like, this new mod is fantastic and it's so great, but there's just so much to see and do, bro, and, like, I don't have time, you know?
Oh.
I'm kind of, like, I feel pressured to get all this time, and it's either I'd sacrifice sleep time to actually play this game, or I do 30 minutes, and then 10 of it is looking up on the wiki, you know, where this fucking dungeon is that I need to find this fucking item for my blood priest. And then I'm like, well, by the time I get there, ride the horse, get there, save, then I just get pieced up and I realize I'm under leveled, so then I gotta go farm real quick, let me get some levels so I can come back and then do this, and then by then it's like midnight, I haven't even gotten my fucking item. So then I'm like, I'll just play Resident Evil, dude. Shorter payoff. It is nice.
I understand. It's old dad gamer bullshit we gotta deal with. I understand it, bro.
Knight's like, dude, this is so sad. Yeah,
you idiots.
I'm like, huh?
What's wrong with you guys?
Knight is like, he has such pity for us right now. He's like, this sad fucking homo. Can't
These
even
guys
play
trapped
a goddamn
themselves
game.
Themselves in this situation. What is wrong with them?
You fell for the biggest conspiracy of them all, boys. Marriage.
Yeah, goes back ages. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Sold you the American dream.
Fuck. I didn't see it coming. I was worried about flat Earth, dude. I didn't realize the biggest conspiracy of all. Jesus. Fucking A. Oh, man. Yo, you mind if I take a fucking piss? I really got to piss.
No, not tonight.
I can't. I'm sorry.
No pee-pees tonight, dude. Yeah,
no pee-pee. All right. All right.
That's fine. We will take a break, and then we'll come back. We're probably wrapping it up in a suit anyway here. Tuesday night vibes. What are you getting, though?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Yeah, yeah. I knew it was
it is Thursday night. Did you say Tuesday?
I was looking at my topics today. I forgot what I was doing. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's Tuesday vibe. You might be. Hey, someone is listening to this.
Yeah,
I have no doubt. Week vibe. Weekday is all one.
We've got day, work tomorrow really. Vibes.
Yeah, I got it. We got work.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. Wiener. Penis. No diddy. We gotta get this going. Start using it in the cord. Is it called the disc? Cord? Is it the disc? Or is it the cord?
No, I think cord is better.
Yeah. Man, I just saw a TikTok that you could use like liquid glue and put it on toilet paper and it makes it hard as a rock.
Well, yeah, it's glue drying on paper, my guy. What are you saying?
I don't know, bro, but they emphasized that the toilet paper part of it was very important. So you could use any paper, I guess? I'm fascinated.
I mean, I don't know. How much? What kind of glue do you need?
That's what I was asking. I was yelling at the TikTok. Like, what's this glue? What's this magic glue you're using?
Don't fall for TikTok, dude.
I can't help it, bro. It gets your algorithms. It's true. It sucks you in. You just want to see what's next. It's that dopamine hit, bro.
You're an addict.
I can quit anytime, I swear.
Yeah, right.
I'll delete the app right now. Well, maybe not right now. After the solar eclipse, I'll delete it. Yeah, I need all the info.
After the facts solar coming eclipse. In.
We're getting 91% totality where I'm at, bro. It's scary times. And there's
You don't want to see the solar eclipse?
There's connections with, like, Sound Gardens, Black Hole Sun. It's just wild rabbit holes here. It's fun.
Black Hole Suns?
Yeah, you never heard Sound Garden, Black Hole Sun?
I don't know what you're Confucius it's say. What the fuck are you talking about?
Sound Garden's a band. The song is called Black Hole Sun.
Like, what is better than Black Sun Holes?
The early part of the 90s. Early, mid, maybe? What year did that come out? Let me see. Let me ask Copilot.
Is that who you use, Copilot? You don't use ChatGPT?
It is ChatGPT.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's well, if you have logged in with your Windows account, ChatGPT-4 is included free, which I think you have to pay for everywhere else or something. So that's just why I use that. Wait, what was I going to ask it? Oh, yeah. When did
Soundgarden... Black Sun Holes? Or Black Hole Sun, sorry.
Black Hole Sun release. I think it was like 93, it feels like. Ooh, I was a year off. 94. Black Hole Sun by the American rock band Soundgarden. And that shit's got deep connections with the Illuminati shit. Chris Cornell.
I was just about to say Illuminati as a joke, but I... Ooh. You're serious.
Well, Chris Cornell says that his tenure, he was one of these celebrities. He's like a Ryan Garcia type of guy who's like, who was coming out and saying all this shit and talking about the pedophilia shit. And then all of a sudden, he just decided to kill himself.
Ryan Garcia is fried, by the way.
Is he though?
Yeah, he's fried.
See that tweet shit? I'll talk about this next week too, but he actually tweeted something bad in Baltimore, Maryland on March 26th. He fucking posted that tweet and it got deleted.
That
fool's
looking coked out like a motherfucker, though.
Probably, but hey, that's giving him insight into some other fucking world or something.
Yo, I love you. Yeah, third just eyes open. A crackhead, you know, gets it right every now and then.
I don't know.
Doesn't mean you start taking financial advice or whatever from the crackhead.
I don't know. Did he give financial advice? Because I didn't
know. No, but I'm just saying. I'm just using it as a point of reference, you know?
I don't know. That was a little too like, whoa, wait a minute. What else is he saying now? I got to start digging down this rabbit hole now. Which I didn't yet, but that's on my list, I think.
Hey, 50's been telling us about Diddy for years.
Yo, straight up. There's been a lot, especially recently. He's been coming out straight up against Diddy. And I gotta say, as someone who's always hated Diddy, there's this
I'm loving this dude.
Sense of yeah, like
yeah.
I want him to go down.
It is kind of satisfying because I've always hated that motherfucker. I think he ruined Biggie's whole fucking thing. Biggie could have, oh man, it would have been a whole different direction with Biggie. Could have been so much better because that second album was had some tracks, but overall the Diddy influence just fucked.
I'm
it
hoping
up,
the
man.
Jay-Z tie is real too because you and
what's
I
the
were
whole
kind
tie
of
there
on the,
then again.
Supposedly he was aware of a lot of these things.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought
going down. So
oh, there's no doubt.
There's a lot.
He was
of stuff
a fucking investor
Aaliyah
in it
as
I think.
Well.
Oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce are fucking evil, bro. You could see it in their eyes.
Just like that dumb bitch Oprah.
Oprah too, straight up. I hate Oprah. So evil. Like, so evil. Just look up the John the God shit.
What is John the God?
Well, Oprah was all hype on setting up all these schools in Africa, I guess. And John the God was, like, the dude over there doing all this shit. And, like, her main protege or some shit. I don't know. There was some really deep connection. I think he was on her show a lot and all this other stuff. They were real tight. And then
was that like Charlemagne the God?
Very similar, but like he got busted for all kinds of child shit. You know what I mean? Like,
damn, then,
Charlemagne.
Yeah. And she didn't even. Yeah, Charlemagne the God. Poor guy.
I always but, knew he was a problem. Yeah,
the connection quickly got buried. Stop talking about that connection pretty quick.
And Chinese connection.
Really high. Wild fucking shit, bro. Thank you.
Hey, I don't think that's the. I think that's the sound we should use.
John the God with the sexual assault, Nickelodeon. All right, everybody.
Shout out Dan. Yo, thanks for Greg Corley, dude.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande should be on her. Never mind. No, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. Ariana Grande should be on her, no pun intended, hands and knees thanking this guy for shooting her career to the fucking moon, dude.
No, I think that's why she's being quiet about the whole thing. She didn't say shit about this yet. About any of it, I don't think. She's keeping tight-lipped as a motherfucker. I gotta give props, though, to the dude who played the brother on iCarly. Apparently, he was very protective of these girls because he could kind of sense what was happening behind the scenes, is what people are saying.
He's like, yo, this is a problem.
Jerry Minor. Ooh, what a name, though.
Yeah,
unsung hero for a reason. We just
stop it, everybody. All right. Don't tip that. Don't tip that. All right. Jesus.
Dude, that fucking that sound is fucking great.
Fuck. All right, what are we doing? What's going on here? Is there anything else to talk about? I did kind of want to ask if you knew anything more on what the whole Kendrick Drake beef is going. What the fuck's going on with this shit?
No, I have no idea what's going on.
Blowing the fuck up.
I didn't even listen to the music.
Yo, the Kendrick track is fucking tight. It's off Metro and Future's album, I guess.
Yeah, Metro Boomin' and Future.
Yeah.
I think it goes so. I don't like Drake. So I don't listen either.
Sorry,
Drake. I don't listen to Drake, and but I guess it's from a track with Drake and J. Cole, and they had pretty much kind of like self-proclaimed themselves as the goats of hip hop at the moment. I'm a J. Cole fan though. I do like J. Cole.
J. Cole's good.
Yeah, this has people all scattered right now.
Like, yeah, it's got people a little like split because a lot of people are like, I love Kendrick, but what the fuck J. Cole do, bro? But it was because of this track that they had said that they were the best in hip hop.
Did they call anybody out on this track though? Or it was just them being boastful and
they said the big three and they listed Kendrick in the big three, but they kind of said like saying that they were the best. That makes sense because
Kendrick line is where
he's like, he's like,
fuck the big three, it's big me.
Motherfuck the big three, it's just the big me.
Yeah, okay. Shit's hot. It's a fucking hot track, bro.
I love Kendrick, dude.
Kendrick goes off. But again, I don't know what he's talking about. I'm old, so I'm old, totally out of it, because he's apparently dissing everybody, but it was all at least not subliminal enough that people didn't know, because it was obvious, but I didn't know half the terminology. Well, what was the main things that he said that really was like, oh, shit, he's talking about J. Cole? Was it the four sticks, walking with a stick or something? I don't know. There was all kinds of shit in there, and I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, but it sounded dope, and people were getting pissed about it.
A lot of his bars like tie to specific lyrics that each of them have said in like specific songs. Okay. And I think it ranges through a few songs.
So it's like, but, you know, you got an if you know, you know type of shit. Right.
Kendrick's a deep, he's a writer, man. Right, this guy, no, his lyricism. He's like Eminem, you know, like deep cuts. Like they do their research when they
love game. Check it out. Great track.
Yeah. But fucking Kendrick, dude, I love him so much.
No, dude.
He doesn't drop albums all the time, but I think that's also what makes him so great. Because whenever he does, you're just like, God damn, like that was a fucking good album.
He's like on my list next because like when I was doing some research on just what great concept albums to listen to, the Butterfly album came up a lot.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Like, that was like a great concept album, like one of the best in hip hop.
Yeah. So I'm Good like, Kid, oh, man, Mad City, ridiculous.
Yeah. What was that concept album? At least no, some of the, like two of his albums popped up on your concept album list, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right, check this shit out. I just love that kind of shit. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll he's a smart dude.
Good,
but I also recommend J. Cole, dude. If you haven't listened to J. Cole, I like him too.
Nah, but yeah, I'll check him out. Maybe, and we'll see who wins this war, if I listen or not.
See if they respond.
It might taint the image in my mind.
I think people were already responding.
Right now, I don't know.
I'll listen to the Russians. They got
AI diss tracks with like Drake.
Yo, there was a Drake. Was it a real Drake response or was it AI?
No, it was AI. Yeah.
Yo, because it goes hard.
It does.
I was like,
people,
I thought it. Yo, I got fucking played then because I told him at work too that
Kendrick
I said, you gotta
can't
hear
the
Drake
first
response.
Guy to lose to AI.
Holy shit. It's pretty hard, and that beat too is pretty dope. But I thought he got on a fucking radio station somewhere and rebutted. I got played. All right, good job, AI. It was really good.
And I think that the beat that Metro sampled was from.
I know
E-40
the beat I
and be legit.
What it was. Okay,
so
all right.
Bay Area, and then also I think 3-6 Mafia did a song with that sample as well.
There's I think a bunch did. Because, yeah, I definitely heard it. I don't think I heard either of those songs. But I know that beat. Like, I was trying to
beat's
even
hot, dude.
This week. Like, and the way he cuts it up is pretty dope, too. Yeah, Metro's okay. I'll give him some props. I like the Spider-Man soundtrack. Fucking killed that shit.
For what did you do? The Spider-Verse?
The newest one, I think.
Yeah, the new
one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great soundtrack. Check it out, everybody.
Watch the film, pirate it, or go on Amazon. I think it's on Amazon.
Nah, pirate it.
Yeah, pirate it, even if it's free on a streaming service that you pay for.
I think it's on Netflix right now, too.
It's still pirate it and get a bad copy. That's like a a dude sitting there recording it where
recording
people are getting up and
on the
they're fighting. Yeah,
you see people walk by every now and then.
Yeah. Popcorn.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch
thrown. People
I used
clapping.
To buy some
What's worse
physical...
than people clapping?
Yeah, I used to buy physical bootlegs like that from New York.
Yeah.
People like
I loved
filming
it.
In the theaters. Yeah.
In Miami, there was a fucking DVD store. All the DVDs were like straight to DVD, like straight to DVD movies. You would never find a fucking good movie. If you did find like a movie that was in the theater, it was from 01, bro. And we're talking this was like 2010, maybe 2009 or something. They were like from 01 or 95 or some crazy shit. And then you'd go up and the Cubans behind the counter, you just go, yo, let me see the specials. And then they'd fucking look around, make sure there's no fucking cops in the store because cops don't go into rundown DVD stores. I don't know if you guys knew this, so it's all it's never a cop.
Not, yeah,
it's not a huge focus for them.
So they look around real quick and they pull out a binder, and in that binder they've clipped all the movie posters.
of movies that are in the theater, and then you, for $5 each, you buy whatever you want, and then it's always just them recording in the fucking thing. And it's insane. Oh, yeah. It was so nice.
There's so many.
So I watched like all the Transformers movies. And
sounds
all
horrible.
Yeah.
You hear the sound echoing, and it's just
people getting up for popping.
People getting up and then people clapping when something crazy happens, and I go, fuck, yeah, man, who wants to hear this, dude?
Crying. A lot of crying.
Yeah.
You're in a movie theater, shut up until the end of the movie. Don't be clapping when your favorite character comes on and fucking lose your mind, because people are
people get
there's dialogue I'm missing.
Yeah, that's the worst. Or you got the comedies where everyone's laughing too much, you can't hear the next joke.
Yeah, amen. That doesn't really happen anymore, though. When's the last time you see a comedy that makes you laugh that hard?
Movie-wise?
Yeah.
You know what I do want to see is the... What is that? Ricky Stenicki? Because I love Andrew Santino.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
What?
People said it's pretty decent. It's like a newer comedy movie, but... My argument for the last good comedy movie would probably be Superbad.
That was so long ago.
That's a while ago, yeah. But that was classic.
But like, think about it. How many good comedies have come out since?
None.
Maybe Step Brothers.
Step Brothers, I think, was that before or after?
It was around,
it's probably around the same time.
Similar time, yeah.
All those timelines, dude. But I'm talking about like now. You will never see a comedy again like that.
Clean, man. Yeah. It's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe The Hangover.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. But that first two, the second one or the third one was a piece of shit.
I enjoyed all three. Not gonna lie.
Did you? I didn't like the third
I'm not
one.
Gonna say like they're the best, like every single one was the best, but I laughed at it. Obviously the first one was iconic. But yeah, I laughed at all three, no doubt. But Superbad, dude. Superbad is like the big one that stands out of my mind when it comes to like humor that I grew up with, because like they speak like I did when I was young and a kid, you know. I say a lot of words that people nowadays are like you know, clutching their pearls, gasping. You know, and I'm like, fuck, that was me in like fifth grade on the playground saying shit like that.
Fuck yeah.
It's a different generation. Different times.
Penises.
No diddy.
No diddy.
Fuck. All right, what do we got in the news, dude? Are you ready for the news?
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're doing the Night Profits weekly news update corner area with our special guest host, who always hosts, and he's not really a guest. He's kind of like he's kind of
I'm special in terms of right, like my bus has an elevator on it, you know.
Night Profits news.
All right, dude. First story is about one of our loves, Borderlands.
I see it. Ooh.
So Embracer, like Borderlands had, or their, studio Gearbox had been acquired in 2021. So this is like a very quick separation from acquiring Gearbox. But they're selling it to 2K Games, or not 2K Games, sorry, Take-Two Games, which... Okay. Is you know, like Grand Theft Auto, Red Dead Redemption, that kind of stuff. So I think it's going to be in good hands.
That sounds good to me.
And they didn't give any like crazy details, but they did say, you know, on this acquiring of Gearbox, Take-Two Games said that there is a Borderlands game in development at the moment.
Borderlands 4?
Full game. So I think this one's going to be a Borderlands 4. And then... But they also acquired the rights to the Tiny Tina's universe as well. So I think they're going to continue and do those in between, like, the main games. So we still got to do that, dude. Tiny Tina's. Like,
I know, dude. I got it.
I got it downloaded.
I wish it was cross-platform because it's free on PlayStation.
Oh, geez. No.
Is it not? I think it is. Is it?
If it's cross-platform, I won't really play.
I think it might be because they have like their whole shift code thing where you can. I'm almost positive that's what that is. We might have to look into it.
Ask ChatGPT.
I'm asking it now. is Tiny Tina cross platform.
Tiny Tina's Wonderland.
And yeah, I put Wonderland. Oh man, come on. You're slow. Attempting to reconnect. Uh-oh. It doesn't want to give us this answer.
Oh my god.
All right. If you're playing Tiny Tina's on a particular platform, you can team up with players from the same platform. The crossplay feature is universal. PC players can connect with console players. Xbox players can play with PlayStation players. Oh. Xbox Series X, S, and PS5 can play. Guys, we got this!
Ooh, yeah! USA! USA! USA!
Dude, all right,
let's do it.
All right, we'll do this. We're going to play it.
Another reason why I'm excited to play Tiny Tina's is because now that I've played Baldur's Gate, I think I'll pick up the Dungeons and Dragons references, because I didn't know anything really about Dungeons and Dragons going into it, because it's based on that. So there's like dice that you have to find. You have to find 20-sided dice to like upgrade your shit and stuff.
Shit. Okay.
So I kind of want to go through again and see what the references are.
Yeah, that shit's perfect.
I think Take-Two Games is a good place for Gearbox to land. I love Borderlands.
Yeah,
a lot.
They know what they're doing.
Do I have space on my goddamn console? I'm downloading it right now. You know, the PS app is perfect because you can download from the phone? From your phone.
Oh, yeah.
It's so fucking dope. It's such a great feature. Yeah, I have enough space. I'm downloading this shit That's right now, fun. Dude.
Yo, let's go.
Bet. All right. Shout out. What else we got?
All right. I think this is super cool. I'm a big indie fan. So a few developers of a bunch of popular indie games like Dead Cells, Darkest Dungeon, Slay the Spire, Spiritfarer, Terraria, and V Rising, they're getting together to make their own like indie, I guess, version of E3.
They say
one thing they said was no fluff. So I think it's just going to be back-to-back-to-back, like, trailers and shit like that to just kind of, like, show off what's coming for the indie world. And I think also to, you know, pay some respect or nods to indies that are out right now, like, maybe, you know, renew interest, like, by showing trailers or updates, content drops, that kind of stuff. But all the games or the developers that are listed in this are dope indie developers. And, you know, I say that from personal experience. I've played a few of these and I've loved them, so I like this. I love indie developers, and I want to see, you know, a show dedicated for them, because I feel like they do get lost in these like bullshit, like fluffy dog and pony show.
Oh fuck yeah, got out of hand.
Video game conventions, yeah, where they're just trying to push all
bought
these
and sold, and it's corporate.
Yeah,
now. Like you just have showing that feeling with the Game Awards. It needs a reboot. This sounds perfect. For
yeah, I like
generation.
It.
This is
as
awesome.
Soon as I saw no fluff too, I'm like, hell yeah, that's
triple
what I want.
I
just,
we don't need fluff around here, dude.
Triple I initiative.
Is that for indie? Initiative. Never mind.
Triple indie.
So I guess quad I.
Yeah, I don't know.
Gang. Well, hopefully there's some good things that come out from this. I mean, I don't see how there wouldn't be. You know what I mean? I think it's a nice to stick it to the man. And I think no fluff is very important.
Yeah.
Now, the pressure's on indie developers to fucking put out even better games because they have such a better platform now.
The whole cycle
kind of
will continue.
This whole thing on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then 10 years, we'll be talking about how bullshit the fucking AAA or I awards
are. We hate
triple
I games, dude.
Like, are you watching?
I need those
triple
F games.
Shit.
Triple F. Triple H.
So, they're going to have this event. This will be the first. And, you know, obviously they're hoping to continue it and do it every single year, depending on how people receive it this year. But April 10th. So April 10th at 10 a.m. Pacific, they're going to do it. And it says, tune in for 45 minutes of bangers is what they list on their site. That's what it says.
Using relatable language, they got me.
Yep.
I'm in. All in, baby.
Let's go, Gang. Indie, yeah.
Shout out, Indie. Indie giving.
Take that back, dude. I want that back. Is that like gifting somebody a game on Steam and then canceling it before they accept?
Canceling it before they can play it. Yeah. Wait, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah.
So funny. Give me back this copy of Dead Cells.
Yeah. All right. Whoa, so this next one
I'm excited for. Actually,
I am excited for too.
What?
So NetEase, it's just I just posted the trailer in the story, but I loved the original concept of Overwatch. I thought it was like a really fun experience, and like if you had a group of friends, I thought it was an awesome team-based game. This with Marvel characters could be dope. So yeah, NetEase, which I believe is a mobile development team. But this is, I did see that the beta is going to be on PC. So I imagine it's going to be like an actual, like larger game for consoles and PC and stuff. But 6v6, and you have all different kinds of Marvel heroes and villains.
Oh, yeah. It's very Overwatch with Marvel.
Yeah. And it's free to play. So when it comes out, I'm definitely going to fucking give it a shot.
Oh, it is free to play.
Oh, that's the right move right there.
I'm fucking playing the shit out of this, dude.
Yeah, when this comes out, I'm definitely trying it. And I mean,
I'm watching it right now. Spider-Man fucking throwing down.
Watching Rocket fucking jump around.
Dude, if I could be someone like fucking Doctor Doom, or, you know, like you could be Thanos or some shit. Yeah, Loki.
Iron Man's ripping shit up. Hawk stomping heads. Yeah, there's Strange right there.
Holy fuck, dude. Rocket and Groot.
Snow. Who the fuck moves?
Yeah. And I guess you have like partner moves. So like depending on who you can like team up with a player on your team, and whatever combination of heroes or villains you have does like a special move, like a super type of thing.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
Bro, this is going to be crazy. And then you know that they're just going to add more and more characters.
They have an endless
pool. Oh, look, a Waifu Galactus, dude? Let's go.
I mean, if you think about the, you know, multiverse, too, they can do multiple versions of the same hero.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit. Miles Morales. Yeah, different abilities, different costumes.
Yo, I'll tell you what, it being free, I was keeping an eye on this. I saw it this morning, and I was wondering if it was going to be free or not. If it was going to be money, I wasn't even going to pay attention to it. But now that I know it's free, I'm definitely going to play this. So we should get into this and see if it's good.
I'll try this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a shot.
Ooh, dope.
Me gusta.
Me gusta es.
Oh,
puto.
That's about it for this week.
What did you say? What did you say over there?
Huh?
You say that you like putos?
Hablas español.
Putos is like
what I'm saying.
Is like bitches, like, but in a male. What's bitch? A male bitch?
Puntos? Yeah. Yeah.
Puntas.
Putas is bitches.
Putas. Right. Who knows? I don't know. All right. You guys got anything else?
Right, pinche payaso.
That means you're fucking clown.
Yeah. Chinga tu madre.
That means fuck your mother.
Nice. I know a few. I know produce and I know cuss words.
Yeah, that's all you need to get by in Mexico, dude. Talk about produce. Talk about fucking somebody's mom.
And mothers. Yeah.
That's it. Fuck, dude.
That mansion with the pool. All right. Well, I think that about.
Get us out. I got to work in the morning.
Yeah, we got to crash here. Thank you, everybody, for tuning into the Lost Boys podcast. Check it out at lostboyssociety.org. You can contact us, check out the archives, and join the Discord, which is the wildest place on the internet. I am sure of it. Greatest place you could be. Special thanks to all the live viewers and chatters tonight. We are live every Friday or sometimes Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on Twitch. Lost Boys Society is all you got to search for. And of course, it's a podcast. Get us wherever you get your podcasts. Just check out Lost Boys and make sure you subscribe and all that stuff. Ours has the logo that's black and red. We're not a Lost Boys podcast or a Lost Boys podcast. So you guys know. make sure you check out next week is going to be our conspiracy episode. I don't know if it'll just be us. We might try to get somebody in here. We'll see what happens. But we're going all in on conspiracies. So, guys, make sure you do some research this week. Check out TikTok. Start scrolling.
Yeah, I'll be surfing. Get into a death scrolling, dude.
And take notes. I got this fucking paper already filled up with topics. So, I'm ready. I'm fucking ready.
Are you getting TikTok this week for the episode?
I can't do it.
I don't know if I could recommend it.
I can't do it. I'll do the old fashioned, just listen to a bunch of old David Icke videos.
Yeah, do that. Check out what was that one guy who wrote the book with the horsemen coming thing, pale horses?
Paul Harvey.
The Bible?
Paul Harvey. Paul Harvey was a big conspiracist. I'm sure of it. Coast to Coast AM, maybe. I don't know. but check that out next week. Full on conspiracy episode pre-solar eclipse. Because it might be our last episode, guys. We'll see what
happens. Yeah. Y2K or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely going to happen. Whenever there's a date involved, it definitely is going to happen because it's happened every time a date has been mentioned in the past. You know it has. Actually, Ryan Garcia, big up.
I was just going to say, I'm going to be watching Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm so glad that we're all on the same page here with the Ryan Garcia joke.
Okay, that's so funny.
Dude. You guys beat me to it.
That's crazy.
Love it.
All right, Tac Knight, love you guys. Awesome. As love always, you. No Diddy. Great show. A lot of fun.
No Diddy.
No Diddy, of course.
Of course, no Diddy.
And that is it. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Peace out.
Little